Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, the third try in 3 years bring what supporters hope will be the jackpot. With Governor Patrick and legislative leaders behind it, the latest plan to expand gambling with 3 casinos and 1 slot parlor has been unveiled. Supporters hope the promise of money and jobs will finally get casinos on track. We'll speak with a gambling opponent in a few minutes, but first, this report from WBUR's Martha Biebinger.
The casino bill on the table has the backing of Governor Deval Patrick, Senate President Therese Murray, and House Speaker Robert DeLeo.
We just can't leave 16,000 jobs on the table, especially in this type of an economy.
Those jobs would be casino dealers, sales and marketing positions, and hotel and restaurant workers at up to 3 resort-style casinos. There would be 1 in western Massachusetts, 1 in the southeast, and 1 in a region that includes the North Shore, Worcester, and Boston. Governor Patrick's Secretary for Housing and Economic Development, Greg Bialecki, says the idea is to add jobs across the state, jobs the state does not have to entice companies to create.
Here's a business where there's demonstrated demand, and the participants are saying, you don't have to provide us with any subsidies, just create the opportunity, set the rules, and we will gladly come to Massachusetts and create jobs.
This latest casino bill is almost the same as the one that died last year. The main difference is that Governor Patrick and Speaker DeLeo reached a compromise in advance this time to allow 1 additional gambling facility, likely a racetrack with video slot machines. The 4 facilities are expected to bring the state roughly $300 million in licensing fees and an estimated $300 to $500 million in new gambling tax revenue. Supporters say the slot parlor could be up and running by late next year. Speaker DeLeo says it's time to recapture money Massachusetts residents spend at Foxwoods and other area casinos.
Right now we have a problem in Massachusetts where people are spending over $1 billion of their money that they earn here in Massachusetts out of state. But they're coming back to Massachusetts with the problem that they have with gambling addiction.
The bill spells out how casino money would be distributed. 5%, for example, would go to problem gambling programs. 15% would go to transportation projects, and 25% to cities and towns. If casinos cut into lottery revenue, of which cities and towns get a share, then municipalities may not be much better off. In short, casinos won't fill state budget gaps, says Michael Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation.
It's important in the debate that the merits of this proposal are considered and not viewed as some revenue bonanza and an answer to our state's fiscal problems.
Debate on this latest casino bill is expected soon after Labor Day. Release of the bill yesterday took all but a handful of leaders by surprise.
There's concern among the public about a deal that's cut between the leadership in the middle of August when lots of folks are on vacation and not paying attention to this.
Reverend Laura Everett is Associate Director of the Massachusetts Council of Churches.
This is a huge step in a new direction for Massachusetts, and if that's the direction we're going, we'd want everybody's full faith and the numbers to back up that this is just not false promise or fool's gold for Massachusetts.
Casino opponents argue that the jobs and revenue estimates are old, that they underestimate the costs of gambling-related problems, and that they don't take into account the recession or growing competition in the casino market. Opponents worry that this deal, negotiated behind closed doors between the 3 statehouse leaders, will be rushed through with little debate. The Senate's point person on expanded gambling, Senator Stan Rosenberg, says that's an unfair characterization.
This issue has been debated in Massachusetts for almost 2 decades. Most of these issues have been debated ad nauseum, and the debate will continue.
The bill would establish a Massachusetts Gaming Commission to oversee expanded gambling and would create a gaming enforcement unit in the Attorney General's office. Rosenberg says the bill includes the strictest regulation in the country to combat gambling corruption. If the bill passes, casino supporters expect stiff competition for the licenses. The Mashpee Wampanoags would have the first shot at the Southeast Region license if they can negotiate a deal that balances their sovereign rights with the state's interest by July next year. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger at the State House.